WLIP Mornings with Pete Sargent. Live and local conversation about your community.
717 WLIP Morning Show. It's Tuesday. Joined now by Dr. Russ Brewer from Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. Happy New Year. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. Happy New Year to you, too. I'm doing well.
Oh, good. Good.
Watching,
did you enjoy the
sunrise? Yeah, watching the sunrise over the ocean. So
we are not watching the sunrise over any body of water this morning, but that's okay. I'm glad you're enjoying.
No. Yeah, we're enjoying the warmer weather.
Well, there you go. Did you have a good holiday season?
We did. We enjoyed both Christmas and New Year, so it was good. You know,
well, that's good.
Time to start the new year off, and you know, it's when everybody makes those resolutions. So we thought we'd share some resolution thoughts for people and their pets.
Yeah, that's actually good. We were just chatting off the air. Now that we're past that, I'm going to start on January 1st nonsense. You can make some resolutions you actually can keep, and your pets involved with that as well. Some pretty important pointers this morning.
Right. My first and favorite one is move more together.
Mm, right.
So it's great. It's great for you and your dog to go for a walk. It's good for joint health, weight control, cardiovascular fitness, mental stimulation, even the indoor cats. So, you know, let's not forget them, scheduling some playtime with them, getting them to move around with a laser pointer or wand toys. Movement's key. 30 minutes of movement a day will let you have more mobility, as will your pet.
Right, right. And there's no way to get that except to keep at it. So you might as well keep moving.
Get up and don't hit the snooze button. Just let it roll.
That's right. And that's an easy step one, right? Just, you know, commit to getting up and doing it.
Absolutely. Dental health would be the next one on my list. And this is not just, you know, this is also another thing for pets. Getting them in to have their teeth checked and cleaned if appropriate, because 70 to 80% of the pets over the age of 3 have some form of dental disease. So it's important, you know, if you've got that 4-year-old dog or 5-year-old cat, they probably have some dental disease that could be treated. Something we've added into our wellness plans this year is dental care. So that's something to ask us about when you're in with your pet for their annual routine stuff. Because there is a dental cleaning that's added into those plans or can be added into those plans. And that's going to step us right into preventative care, making sure that they're up to date on their vaccines to keep them healthy, as well as blood work to make sure that things are functioning inside. There are a lot of things that these guys get, that diabetes, thyroid disorders, liver problems that are they're going on sort of under the surface, and we don't see it or hear it, but when we do lab work, we can catch it. So preventative care is, you know, it's what is it? The ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So
Right. Avoid
the more costly long-term emergencies, you know, long-term implications, and lead to a better quality of life for them.
Yeah, definitely. And it's something that, again, is probably not top of mind. So having this kind of program, this kind of plan, will keep it top of mind because you know, oh, this is something that we have to visit on a regular basis.
Right. And then you've got that young cat or young dog and they haven't been spayed or neutered yet. There's another thing to think about for this year is that if it's age appropriate for them to have them spayed or neutered, that also promotes longer term health, removes concerns of ovarian disease or testicular disease. So certainly keeps them healthier longer. And, you know, as they age, things start to happen with those organ systems. And so as they get older, there are other things that are going on. So the worst thing that I guess I've ever seen is the 10-year-old dog that now has testicular cancer. And yes, he needs to be neutered. But, oh, by the way, he's also got heart disease. So it complicates things. So if you can get it taken care of at a younger age when they're healthier, less risk, it's going to be better for them long-term. And again, kitten and puppy packages have that added, the wellness plans have those added in. So you can take care of that as part of a wellness plan also. So we boosted up our wellness plans this year, lots of different options, not just the puppy kitten wellness plans, the adult and senior. We now have options for dentals and the adult and seniors, and we have the spay-neuter options in the kitten and puppy packages. So,
Right.
And lots of wellness things going on this year.
Yeah, and that's, again, just one of those things where, especially if you're a first-time pet owner, you know, maybe if you had a dog or a cat or two, you understand the ropes, but this would be very valuable for that first-time pet owner, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. And it stretches it out. I mean, it's not a discount thing. It is one of those things that just, instead of having to pay for everything all up front, it stretches it over the 12-month time span. So we're trying to make it so that, you know, the care is certainly attainable, affordable, because that's the thing that we see, probably the biggest hurdle for some of the things to be done, is that it's in today's world, there's nothing that's inexpensive, right? There's a cost of things, and so we want to try to make that affordable and attainable for all the pets out there. So sign up for a wellness plan, get their things taken care of, and, you know, make sure that their teeth are taken care of, and get them out for a walk, exercise them.
Yeah.
Make 2026 the year to remember.
Right. Yeah, definitely so. And, you know, take the small bites, start out with manageable goals, and build from there throughout the year. That's something that I've been saying for a long, long time, because I don't know, maybe it's just the way my brain works, Dr. Brewer, but I have to take those manageable bites. I can't try to do it all at once if it's going to be a repeatable action. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, we always joke about, like, when we're doing stuff at the office and we're trying to come up with a new program or procedures, and it's a big, huge thing to do. I always joke about, it's like eating an elephant. How do you do that? It's huge. It's insurmountable. It's like, well, you start one bite at a time. It's, you just have to do the small chunks to work away at it. You're not going to get everything done all at once. And that's the thing. You know, if you make a resolution to go for more walks, fantastic. Get out, go for more walks. Doesn't mean you have to run a marathon the first day. And go for a walk around the block. And if you miss a day, that's okay. That's just, you know, catch it the next day.
Right.
And then just staying at it and giving yourself that grace. If there's a day that didn't happen, because life gets in the way sometimes, jump back on the horse the next day and go again.
Exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to do 7 days a week right away, you know, if you miss a day. And that's true, again, with any kind of commitment you make, for a New Year's resolution type commitment anyway.
Right.
Have a little grace, but stick to it.
Right. Just have that stick-to-itiveness, the grit to get back and do it again. And that's, you know, before you know it, you've achieved your goal of walking X number of miles, or, you know, having played with your cat, you know, X number of days a week, and it's part of the routine then, and it's, you know, and then you can't imagine, like, how did we not do this before, and everybody's happier and healthier.
Right, right. And make it something you're going to enjoy. Because if you enjoy it, you'll stick to it, and you'll make time to do it. Don't make it a chore. You know, make it something that you and your pets are going to like. That way it's a staple of your day.
Right. If your dog doesn't like to go for a walk, this is going to be tough. So we're talking about taking your dog for a walk, not a drag.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's the thing. You know, maybe you have to take a couple cookies, so it's not as exactly weight conscious to go take the dog for a walk, but sometimes, you know, it's good for the joints. But those are the things that you have to figure out sometimes too, what motivates them to go do these things. There's got to be a motivation for us. Certainly, winter weather's a little more challenging to get out and exercise. So if you're going to go out and exercise in the wintertime, you may have to put some gear on, or maybe you're going to contact us and say, hey, can we get in and do some underwater treadmill exercise for my senior pet? And we can work on an exercise program indoors.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great thing to try to take advantage of. And everything at Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, Dr. Russ Brewer, if we want to learn more about Care Animal Hospital or maybe about the wellness plans, how can we do so?
Well, then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515 or check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok is Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
All right, Dr. Russ, we'll let you get back to the beach, but appreciate your time this morning, and we'll see you back in the cold Midwest next Tuesday.
We'll be there, Pete. Thanks.
WLIP Morning Show. Pete here with you, 727.